Welcome to 5 with Phil, where we take 5 minutes and respond to your questions. And I'm really excited about today's question because I actually don't know the story.
Okay.
And so here we go.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Question came in. How did you come to know Jesus and what was your first encounter with him like?
Yeah, great question. Well, I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in a home where my dad was actually a pastor. So I kind of say I grew up in the pews of the church.
Okay.
Kind of felt that way, kind of realized that. One of the things for me that was crucial was about age 13, I was like, okay, am I going to really engage this faith? Am I going to own it? Or am I just going to, you know, live inside of it, but do my own thing,
so to speak?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I kind of came to that conclusion then I needed to do it. What was really cool, I saw modeled in my parents, this wasn't a career for my dad. This wasn't like just a job.
Yeah.
I actually saw like what he spoke about, what he did, he lived.
Yeah, it's genuine faith.
It was. Yeah. It was huge. And I remember nightly my parents kneeling beside their bed, praying together, reading scripture together, and seeing this hunger for Jesus, this longing, and hearing their prayers. And sometimes, you know, when you're not living rightly, you hear your parents praying for you, you're like, oh, man, you know. Like, but it was impactful. Yeah. And so, you know, at a young age, I said, okay, am I going to decide to follow Jesus or not? And I said, okay, I need to know him personally because I don't want to just live in this. I want to know this.
Yeah.
And so my first encounter was really at a kids/youth camp. And it was there where I gave my heart to the Lord and really experienced the work of his spirit in my life, kind of like a breaking.
Yeah.
And then just, okay, from this day on, I'll follow you.
So you said two things that kind of piqued my interest. One was, well, there's a study called Hemorrhaging Faith that was that talked about how faith develops in young people for staying power.
Right.
And the two things that contributed to faith in young people were, number one, seeing answered prayers from their parents. So in the home, right?
Yeah.
Their parents really living this out. Yeah. And the second were events, missions trips or retreats and camps. And so I was a youth pastor for, you know, 12 years.
Totally.
And I saw that,
right?
When kids were able to see their parents engaging in real conversation with the Lord, you know, talking about what they're praying for, the answered prayers, and then sending them to youth retreats,
totally,
that really had staying power.
Right.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah. The importance, I think, the whole events thing is the encounters with Jesus, right? Because that's where it happens with people. And I would say, you know, for anyone watching, if they're like, man, you know, how do I get deeper with God? How do I solidify some of these things in my own life? Faith, really, in understanding Jesus. It's the whole encounter. Seek an encounter with the Lord. I think those are the things that really make the moments of our week-to-week faith real, but they're also the things that really bring us into deep connection and understanding and belief with who God is and what he does in our life. And so how do encounters happen? Like, have you had specific encounters in your life?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, lots come to mind. The first one that comes to mind is when my dad passed.
Yeah.
And just filled with doubt and confusion and frustration.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and I just remember being alone. I wasn't at an event or a retreat, but I remember just being alone and God's peace just filling my heart. Mm. It was like he was present right through with me.
Yeah.
And so when I still go through doubts or whatever, I look back to that event just being like, that was legitimate. That was supernatural. That was God's presence in my life.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. And it's interesting, and you probably didn't see this, but as you're talking, you're choking up a bit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's because it was so significant. And those God encounters do that for us.
Yeah.
And so I think for anyone, you know, okay, a couple things. Put yourself into situations where you can have those encounters. And so whether it's a retreat, whether it's, you know, even our engage nights, they're a little bit different, a little unique than just Sunday mornings, right?
Yeah.
Small group time. And then time alone with the Lord, like you can have significant encounters in those moments where I think, man, just press in. Sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to read my Bible a little bit longer, or I'm just going to pray a little bit more.
Yeah.
And in those moments, it's like, oh man, just the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit comes. So you have those encounters. That's one of the ways I'd say you can go after them. I'd also say ask God for them, you know, because if you want to go deeper with the Lord and you haven't had significant encounters, well, then just ask him.
Mm-hmm.
He says in Jeremiah, if you seek me, you will find me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, God loves us as a good father. And so that would be another one. I'd say, here's an interesting one. Take steps of faith. Because when you take a step of faith, you have to trust God.
Yeah.
And then God shows up. And I think a big one for us, and you've experienced this, was just our big step of faith, even with the Terwilliger campus. Like, I'm talking corporately here. Mm-hmm. As we step out and buy a church and we do this, and now we're like, okay. Yeah. And now we see God's provision. Yeah. We see God, you know.
Massively. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you never would have seen.
Exactly.
If you didn't step
out in faith.
Right. Yeah.
And those are those little God encounters. You're like, yeah, we need to do this, yeah. right?
And our faith has to be anchored in God's promises. They're not faith as in wishful thinking, right?
Yeah.
And so that's an important thing to talk
about. Oh, yeah, it's huge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Really, encounters solidify your faith. And so I just would say to anyone, how have I solidified my faith? It's through the encounters with the Lord.
Yeah.
And seek those. And those are just some ways that they could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, man.
If you got some questions for Pastor Phil, you can text them in anonymously to 780-652-1515.